first bounce, about 30 minutes away. You hear it all on AFL Nation, the Tigers and the Dockers. And a man who would love to be out there today, and hopefully he's not too far away, is the superstar from the Tigers, Noah Boulder. And he joins us on Sunday Crunch Time. Noah, welcome back to SEN.
How are we going? Thank you.
Doing well, man. How's the knee, mate? We'll start with you. How are you tracking?
I was looking all right. I got the 4 weeks is kind of done. We had that bye as well, so it gave me a bit of extra rest to give myself the best chance to play for today. Unfortunately, I'll be sitting this one out and I'll be back next week again for the Bulldogs.
All right, we'll pencil you in for next Saturday night. When you do come back, Noah, what position do you want to play? You want to play down back? You want to play forward? You're a swing man? Where do you feel most comfortable?
Oh, comfortable? I feel like it's nice in the back line. You've got your five other defenders that you work with and it's kind of a good team down there. Forward line, you feel like sometimes it's all on you and it's a bit more individual. So if you're talking comfort, I'm a backline man, but for the crowd and kicking goals is a lot of fun.
How about Adam Uze?
How about Adam Uze? Where does he want you to play, do you think?
Uze, I think he's got me settled down forward, but yeah, I'm happy down here. As long as I'm playing, to be honest, I'm wrapped.
Now, with some players don't like changing position. It's just who they are. They need to know what they're going to do. They talk about it through the preseason, and then they try and play that spot. Is it challenging sometimes within game where you will play multiple roles, including we've seen you in the ruck, to understand your role and be able to change throughout the course of a game or from week to week?
I feel like I've just gotten used to it now, to be fair. I've kind of gotten used to it. I've spent a lot of pre-seasons in different roles and I feel like I've got a lot of clarity and I know what I've got to do as my job in that position. Wherever I get put, I know what my role is. So, I feel like with our system as well, our forwards rely on our wingers to rely on our backs. So, we kind of work together and we slowly learn off each other always and, like, what the forwards want to be doing when I'm in the back line, what the backs want to be doing when I'm in the forward line. So, I feel like, wherever I get thrown, I just kind of know my role. We talk about it on the lead up to the game. And, I just feel like I go out there and just play football.
The other thing that a lot of people in all industries don't like is change. And there's been significant change with the Tigers. You look at Jack Riewoldt, the skipper in Cochin, and clearly Dimmer going halfway through last year. How have you dealt with a new football club in a lot of ways? And in another way, like not getting the same results as you've had for about the last 5 years?
Yeah, it's tough. Obviously, internally, you think that like everything's like still well and good. We got fresh faces there with obviously, like you said, Adam Uze, which is like awesome for the club. He's been unreal. I don't know. It feels like we're going a lot better than we should be. And that we've showed signs, like we have bet Sydney. We were top of the ladder at the stage. We got close to Carlton, who was playing awesome. We've lost to West Coast. So it goes both ways, but we still feel like we're all right. And there's kind of just a switch we need to click and we need a couple of wins on the board and hopefully today's one of them and then I feel like it'll start ticking over. But we still have confidence within our club. So, I know the outcome and the scoreboard's not really showing that, but we've still got a lot of confidence.
Noah, Josh Gablich here. Adam Uze waited a long time for this opportunity and he's had to overcome a really challenging start in terms of personnel. How's he dealt with the worst injury list in the AFL this year?
Oh, I feel like he's just... He's just playing the younger fellas, which, at the same time is really good for those boys to get some games in. Obviously it's not ideal with all the injuries that are happening at the moment. He's just keeping open-minded. He's playing some fresh faces and our VFL side are doing extremely well. And there's young players that are so talented and, they've been given their shot and they're doing really well at AFL level as well. So, I feel like, it'd obviously be nice to get everyone back. But, for now, they're holding their own and they're putting on a fight, which is all we can ask.
One of those players is McKelty Lefau. I absolutely love this story. New Zealand-born, played the 5 games to start the year. And he's showing quite a bit. Did you see this coming across the preseason that he'd come in and have an impact like he's done?
Oh, McKelty in the VFL last year, I felt like we were a chance to pick him up. But then, unfortunately, he'd done his ACL. So he didn't end up on our mid-season draft picks. But, he's a champion, mate. Oh, I feel like everyone's just starting to realise now what a beast he actually is. The the strength he has, like his fend-off of, I know the first couple of games, it was a bit like got the ball and quickly got it off, but his strength is when the ball's in his hands, no one can tackle him, and he's just a champion player, and he's natural. He's got the talent for it, and if you can get the game smarts a little bit better, which, you know, he's learning, he's in there every day, he's getting a lot better, and I'm so proud of him, and yeah, he's going to be a champion.
Now, this group is evolving. You speak about the opportunities for the young guys to come into what has been an established team and a very successful team. Which of the young guys has caught your eye that we maybe not be privy to just yet? You think, give this kid a bit of time and he'll be the next star.
For me personally, I feel like I said about McCulty, how he started a bit like not scared, but you know, not too comfortable, and now he's starting to get comfortable. He's taking the game on a little bit and doing really well. I feel like Seth Campbell, the way he trains, and he's so strong. He's similar to Celts with the fend-offs, and yeah, I feel like he's not in that comfort zone yet, but once he gets there, he's going to be a star.
We've penciled you in for next week, so of the current players today, whose spot are you going to take?
Oh, we'll leave that up to the coaches. I'm not going to drop anyone's names or anything, but we'll see how we go.
Very well answered. Hey, Noah, before we do let you go, mate, how do you go away from football? Of course, it can be frustrating when you're missing a bit of time playing games. Are you a hardcore football fan? Are you someone who only does what you need to do and watches what you need to do when it comes to reviews and you like to get away from the game? How do you go on the sidelines?
Well, I wasn't too much of a football watcher myself, but this is the first year I've actually got into footy tipping with my family, and I'm currently last on the ladder, so I'm not doing too well. I reckon the first round I didn't get one right, and it doesn't help that I back Richmond each week and we haven't been winning. So, but yeah, I've been trying to watch a bit more footy. I'm finding it enjoyable. And the away games that we're playing, watching from the couch, it's a lot easier to watch the TV and say what's going on than actually being out there playing. So, yeah.
Well, you're speaking to three men who sit and watch it on TV or in the stands each and week, and we absolutely agree with you. Who is leading the bolt of footy tipping? Who is the early leader?
It'd be my younger brother, Oscar. Yep. He's smashing it, 19-year-old fella. he's got the... got a touch. He picks the hacks as well to get up as well, which I don't know how he does it. I got to a week where I was just like, oh, I'll pick all the favourites and I'll get my way back up there, and all the hacks got up. So, yeah, I've got to just stick to what I think is going to win, I guess. I need a change. I need any help I can get.
Well, don't ask any of us. I don't think any of us are going too well. But, Noah, there's a great deal of intrigue around Liam Baker and his future. Does it get discussed at all internally? You get a build-up to a game like this where the opposition clearly have interest in him. Do you discuss Liam Baker and his contract at all internally?
I'm not going to lie to you. No, not once. I don't know. It's just kind of just flies under the radar until like the end of the year. Like, I feel like we're always worried about like the game coming up. And I know Liam would be the exact same, where he's just worried about the next game and performing at his best. We don't really let that stuff get to us. So I feel like everyone's been saying Dustin Martin's been going to the Gold Coast for the last 6 years and hasn't happened once. So, yeah, we'll leave that up to him. And, I feel like, yeah, he's vice captain now, and he's a champion of our footy club. I personally believe he wouldn't leave. But what do I know? Yeah, you don't know what happens behind the scenes. But, yeah, it doesn't get discussed around the club.
Well, the good news is both him and Dusty Martin are out on the MCG today. So good luck today. Better luck for next week when you're back there to take on the Dogs next Saturday night, mate. We always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you so much.